I'm absolutely furious at the delays. Some time ago, interested contractors were invited to submit expressions of interest. That has been with the department for months and months, and now I understand that these are being shortlisted, and we're not familiar with the exact procedure, despite the fact that I tabled a further parliamentary question. And what I'm most anxious about, in addition to the school being built, is that Donegal contractors have an opportunity to tender. I put this to the minister, and the minister says he can't interfere. I'm not asking him to interfere. I'm asking him to give an opportunity to Donegal contractors to submit tenders. The enrolment there at the moment is 450. The new school will provide for 720 in 24 mainstream classes. And anyone who knows where the school is beside the church on over the bridge in Stranorlar, it's extremely serious. The traffic is a major problem there. And of course, it's prone to flooding as well. So I'm putting it to the minister now and the department to immediately give those who are on the shortlist an opportunity to tender, and that this should be dealt with. They're saying 7 or 8 months. I think that's much too long, and there are many children there who are anxiously waiting, as are the parents and the staff who are working in very difficult circumstances in a school which is 61 years old, where they have 9 prefabs.
And we are coming to the end of another school term, the beginning of another. In your opinion, this project could be well off the ground at this stage.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Planning permission was granted for the new school some 7 years ago. Then after the 5 years, a request was submitted to the council to extend it for another 5 years. And the clock is ticking all the time. I'm just afraid that these delays are possibly deliberate to save money. And of course, we have the minister in Donegal, but he has to, as he says, wear the Donegal jersey. But as far as St Mary's is concerned, the Donegal jersey has not been worn by him.